This is Wade Branske with the Chief Organizer's Report. States are soaking the poor, letting rich skate. The Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy for the last 7 years has done an annual report based on a distributional analysis of state taxation policies. It's terribly depressing reading, not because this nonprofit doesn't do an excellent job, but because their conclusions take away any hope states are offering a fair deal to the majority of their citizens who are low and moderate income as opposed to the wealthy. This is a read and weep affair, especially if you live in some of the states like Arkansas, Mississippi, and Louisiana, where the soaking is up to our necks, but here are the findings in brief. The lower one's income, the higher one's overall effective state and local tax rate. The lowest income, 20% of taxpayers, face a state and local tax rate of nearly 60% higher than the top 1% of households. The average paid by residents to their home states is 11.3% for the lowest 20% of individuals and families, 10.5% for the middle 20%, and 7.2% for the top 1%. In 41 states, high-income families are taxed at lower rates than everyone else. 42 states tax the top 1% at a lower rate than the bottom 20%, while 46 states tax the top 1% less than the middle 60% of earners. In 34 states, low-income families are taxed at higher rates than everyone else despite the least ability to pay. Only Maine, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Vermont, and D.C. now reserve their lowest overall tax rates for low-income families. Tax structures in 44 states exacerbate inequality. Tax structures in California, Maine, Minnesota, New Jersey, New York, Vermont, and the District of Columbia reduce inequality. In the 10 states with the most regressive tax structures, the lowest income 20% pay three times as much as the income in taxes as the wealthiest 1%. In Florida, home to the nation's most regressive tax system, low-income families pay almost five times as much as the wealthy. After Florida, the next most regressive tax codes can be found in Washington, Tennessee, Pennsylvania, Nevada, South Dakota, Texas, Illinois, Arkansas, and Louisiana. Heavy reliance on sales and excise tax makes tax systems more regressive. The lowest income 20% of taxpayers pay 7% of their income towards sales and excise. The middle 20% pay 4.8%, and the top 1% pay a comparatively meager 1% rate. States described as low tax are often high for low-income families. States such as Florida, Tennessee, and Texas are often described as low tax due to their lack of personal income taxes. This characterization is true only for high-income families. Some states are passing policies that exacerbate tax regressivity. Arizona and Kentucky recently moved in the direction of more aggressive taxation, along with Arkansas, Idaho, Iowa, Mississippi, Nebraska, North Carolina, Ohio, and West Virginia, all of which prioritize tax cuts for more affluent households and corporations. It's not just the rich men north of Richmond who are fleecing people on taxes. It's pretty much the rich men and their minions in the vast majority of state capitals all around the United States. What are we going to do about it? This is Wade Brefke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.